Testing, testing. Good. Okay. Going around the table, Mark. Tim. Jonathan. Kelly. 10 seconds of silence now. I think we can all be a little honest now that we're all in our 30s about what we're good and what we're bad.
I'm glad that I can finally give up all of the, you know, notions that I have endless possibility and potential.
Are you telling me I'm not going to be an astronaut?
It's never too late.
I have a handful of potentials and they have to work out.
You can do anything. I still feel that. So, no question. Let's all be honest here. What job do you think you would be terrible at? We all know what we're good at, but what job you're like, I could never ever do that. It would fail horribly. I would like people
probably
might die.
Understudy for an actor who's playing an ugly guy. Just couldn't do it.
Just like fucking hot.
Director would be like, "What are you doing here, sir? Got a piece of meat."
you walk in and then they're like, "Why are you smoldering?" It's just my face, man.
It's like you're about to be a lead actor role in a CW show.
No, but in all seriousness, anything math related, because my brain don't work well.
You're not doing any kind of arithmetic for
if you don't solve this long division problem, the building's gonna collapse. It's just like, well, you should probably tell their families.
It's
going to take at least 3 hours to do this very basic thing, and it's going to be wrong. Tim can tell you. He tutored me through most of my college classes.
Wait, I did?
Yeah, you helped me a bunch with my math classes in college.
Oh, my gosh. I really no recollection. That's the fun thing about me is I have a terrible memory. So anyone could say anything about me in the past, and I wouldn't be able to say otherwise.
Good thing we like you. We could slander you hardcore, man. And you'd be like, oh.
"I do it every week."
Oh, gosh, I said that.
I mean, honestly, on the same vein with John, it just can't do certain math equations and stuff like that. So, but like, I can like adapt to it. But anything higher, like in chemistry, so I loved chemistry at like classes and shit. God awful at them, though. Mm. Like, as soon as you start getting into, like, chemicals and all that shit, I'm fine with. But as soon as you start getting into the math equations in chemistry, that's when I'm done.
I'm stuck to see why they burned you guys as witches.
because I'm sorry. Like, when you start dealing with equations that they're like, oh, you got to figure out all these frequencies for all this other shit. Oh, by the way, you have this equation on top of a division line that you have to divide it by another one. And then you're working with increments that are like to the thousandth points and shit like that. I'm like, oh, okay, that's too much. It's exhausting.
Yeah, during most of my chemistry classes, I was like, I'm 90% sure you guys are just making this shit up as we go.
Yeah. That's what it feels like. I mean, shit, like I could figure out stuff like pretty easily with other things because it's practical. But as soon as it's math, I'm just like, okay, you're getting into a degree that I seriously just can't do.
Yeah, the theoretical physics of things is just like, okay.
More of an idea person. I'm like, that sounds good. And I'm like, you do it. Someone else, please do it.
You know, I've never had a crush on any one of my college professors, but my chemistry teacher did play StarCraft, and that was probably the closest I ever got.
That was the weirdest sentence I've ever heard.
How that started.
That's a very that's a good opener at least.
Did everybody here have at least one crush on a teacher?
No.
Hey, you were homeschooled and so was Tim. So Mark and
I went
all weird. All weird.
Did I? Yes, I did actually. Yes. Of course, it was like the one teacher that like just graduated from college, and she was like, I don't know, 24 or something. She was very pretty. She's very nice. Yeah. So, yes.
I honestly can't remember like, if I did or not.
I had a couple throughout the years.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, the job that I couldn't do is anything medical related.
Oh, so giving shots or anything like that?
Kept me out. Nope. I think the hardest part about me thinking about getting old is being in a hospital. So I just don't know if I can take it.
I think I could. I think I could do medicine. I think I have the stomach and the like resolve for it.
Kind of same. Blood and blood and vomit never bothered me.
Yeah, same.
If you can deal with the smell, like, you're fine. But, like, yeah, some people don't do, like, gore and stuff like that. And I'm like, nah, that doesn't bother me at all.
My one quirk
is I have
a really bad vasovagal reaction, which is where you pass out when you get blood drawn. But that's only my blood. I'm fine with everyone else's blood, but if I, like, cut myself on a sharp can or get... I can't give blood, because every time I even, like, sit down...
Because you're selfish? Started,
I just pass out. It's really annoying. I want to give a name. Shut up, John. In spite of my vasovagal, I have tried to give blood three times, and I just failed every time. So I stopped.
You just fail every time? That's funny. I hate medical needles a lot. Like, I'll get tattoos, like, all day and piercings, like, all day. You put a medical needle near me, I'm like, fuck off. Get the shit away from me. So I could probably be a doctor, because nurses do
the
needles and the shots and stuff. Right, yeah, they do all the hard stuff.
No doctors come after me.
But, yeah, I
can do shots and needles, but I can't do blood draw. That's it.
See?
Yeah. Yeah,
so that's funny. The thing with medicine, like, I wouldn't mind medicine, but the problem is with medicine is that you do have to also have a degree in chemistry and biochem as well, which means that in order to administer medications, you will have to figure out the exact percentages.
Oh, I didn't say I was smart enough. I'm definitely too dumb for medicine, but I could do the work.
yeah. Because that's what I was just thinking for a second. I was like, I could do the work easily. Like, that doesn't bother me in the slightest. It's just that, then again, you run into the situation, math. And then I'm like, oh, if you inject too much, you could kill someone. And you're like, oh, shit.
I'd be a terrible doctor, but I'd be a great old time barber with a hacksaw.
I was about to say, I could do that. I could do Civil War treatments on people. That'd be fine.
It's okay. 90% of my patients
are your arm's infected.
Where all you need are leeches and a bone saw.
Yeah, they're going to call them barbers.
I've done three amputations today, haven't washed my hands. Let's go.
There's too much ghost in your blood. Let's draw them out.
Look, it's dehydrated. Have some leeches.
Have some pomegranates. Like, just...
Oh my god, wait. Did you guys see the story recently where some guy got arrested because he was posing as a doctor for, like, years? And I don't even know how he got hired or something, but, like, they found out that, like, he did not have a medical degree. He was not, like, board certified on any way. And, like, he was doing something for, like, a long time. And then I'm like, oh, my God, the medical malpractice lawsuits must be heinous. Yep. Because I don't even know how he got the idea and then somehow executed it well enough to be passable. Like, it just blows my mind that somebody once has the idea
to be a doctor for the love of the game.
Just like,
yeah, for the love of the game. I guess it's not, like, related to being a doctor, but I did hear this other story. I don't know where it was. It was either, like, somewhere in New York or somewhere in some big city. There was a zoo, and for, like, 30 years, the guy would, like, take your $2 parking fee, and eventually he got to the point where he retired. And he just told the zoo, hey, I'm retiring. He left. And then the administrators of the zoo contacted the city and were like, hey, can you send us another guy to collect tolls for parking? And the city was like, we've never done that. The dude set up for 30 years. It was estimated he made around $2 million doing it.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, that dude is a fucking legend.
He's probably like a nice guy.
Everybody knew him.
Old 4:30. I better head up to the tolls to rob the city.
Yeah, it was morally questionable, but still kind of awesome.
Oh my god,
that's amazing. Now one question for the doctor dude: was this like a situation where it's like, you know, America doesn't like let there be enough doctors because there's like the whole stupid matching system, and if you don't match the first like one or two times, it gets really hard to actually become a doctor. So did he go through med school and just didn't become a doctor and then just like walked into a hospital and lied? Or was this like a fucking plumber that was like, you know what? I'm gonna start giving people medicine.
No, I think it was that. I think it, like, that's the latter. I think it was just, like, some guy who was just I'm a try.
I know a pipes work, AKA then, I can figure veins out. Let's go.
Veins are just little flexible pipes.
Imagine seeing that guy getting arrested.
Yeah, it's all liquid.
Oh, he did my appendectomy.
Right? It's like he gave my kids vaccines.
So what many people are all like, oh my god. Oh no. Like, I just got that editor feeling with the spot where they got worked on. They're like, uh oh. Paranoia.
You get an x-ray done. Hey, installed PVC there. It'll last forever.
We just put CPVC in your pipe. You're like, no, that's fine.
What the shit,
copper pipes and a shark.
Oh,
and
man.
A shark bite.
Oh man. Well, maybe this lady you guys are fighting is board certified.
I'd love to meet that board.
She might maybe. Be.
Kendra's an amateur alchemist.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you can be her understudy or something like that. I think she wants to kill you though. I think that's one problem with that.
It's okay, the feeling's mutual.
I don't want to kill her.
Yeah. So we ended last episode with her throwing. She ran into the room, almost got her head cut off, actually, by Luca. And then she threw two bombs into the room, hitting both Kezra in the face, or both of them hitting Kezra in the face. So at the end of her turn, it does come to Kezra. How are you feeling after those two bombs hitting?
I'm all right. I need to take my persistent damage now.
Oh.
It was like, what was it, like 48 or some shit?
It was doubled, too, because it's a crit.
I thought it was
because
it was
like of the 2D crit, yes.
And then doubled, or is it 48 doubled?
I thought it was 3d6.
It was 3d6 times 2, yeah. So
go ahead and hurt me.
So it was 13 doubled to 26.
Looking a little bit like Two-Face there.
Yeah,
now.
My face is melting off. Not good. This is not good.
Kezra Dent running for mayor.
What do I even want to do? Why is it my turn?
I know, my turn's so far away. Can't even help you.
Let's see. All right, what's the area on this? Let's see. All right, Kezra is gonna take a step down so he can see into the room a little more, and he is going to launch with a. He's gonna hold up the staff of fire and cast a heightened fireball into the back corner
of
the room.
Boom! All right, so this, I think Luca is in it though. I don't know if he's able to avoid it with the range, with the radius.
Where is he? Is he in the square here?
He's in the upper corner. Yeah.
Okay.
He's in the farthest corner possible. But I think
if I put it in this square, no, because I need to hit him. So it has to be this square to hit everybody. But that would hit Luca.
It is
what it is.
I can heal, so I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
I will roll for...
You're not sorry.
Yep. I will roll for each of them in order of them getting hit. So let's roll for her first. 33. Pretty low roll. Okay. Next is the guy that is still frightened. He gets a 35. And last guy closest to the door, after 20.
Wow.
What did Luca get, like a nat 1 or something?
No. 32, actually.
Yeah, you succeed.
That was a low
fucking roll. All right. Fireball all around.
Okay, so... 17
okay, my turn's coming.
17 is half damage. So the two take 17.
All right, so... Two take 17 each.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. I need to
the other guy takes nothing.
Super
fire.
That was a four?
Yeah, so add two more damage to that. Or, yeah.
Oh, oh, that's right. I have fire resistance. So.
Ah, okay.
Oh. Well.
Alright. So that's
good. That's not all bad. Yeah.
And that's my poopy turn.
Alright.
It just seems like out of anything that, like, because Ambrose is right next to you, so you just see, like, them just get scorched and he just glares at you. Like, what the hell?
This is war.
Right?
My face is getting off.
He can't die. Calm the fuck down.
He turns to you and it's just like, blah, blah,
blah. Oh, get off me, man.
Did you get to make a flat check to stop the
yeah. Yes, I do.
Come on.
Oh, yes. Make...
I don't have my dice out.
Oh, okay. I thought you already rolled. Oh. You were like, no. Come on. Heart of the dice, Kelly. Heart of the dice.
Yeah, he's real disappointed, but...
Do it.
He's fucked.
No.
Did you roll Black or Workshop? Okay.
No. I
that's my... that's the problem, because that's where dice is treasure. And that dice is not a treasure. Next flat check, roll Black or
Workshop. Why you gotta make the dice feel bad about itself?
Guarantee. I mean, if they're not Black Oak Workshop, they should feel bad about themselves.
Yeah, well, you came from dice. It was trash.
Well, at least with these corrupt guards, they are stunned.
Yeah.
That's a huge bonus.
Oh, yeah. That's why I didn't raise my shield last turn. I was like, why didn't I raise my shield?
Yeah, now they're stunned. I can't remember which one gets what, but I think they're stunned. One stunned, too, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I believe they're both stunned too.
Going to save our fucking ass.
Yes, they're
both
stunned. So, yeah, no. So, which means that they're only going to be able to do one attack. So it does come to the first one's turn. So this is the one that is dazzled. He is going to continue hitting on Garn.
I'm not interested. I'm married.
Like, hate.
And you're a terrible person.
Roll crazy.
Yeah, see if you pick
up. Roll. We'll save. Success, 38.
Plus, still DC 5.
It's fine.
Aren't you blurred?
Yeah, yep. Still blurred.
Still the DC 5. Yes, that's what this is for.
Right.
8. So, just one maul strike at you.
Hey, let's go.
4.
That hits.
Oh.
I don't have my shield up.
That does?
Yep.
Because you don't have your shield up. Okay. All right. Okay, yeah, and then damage then.
Holy
31
points mackerel. That's a lot of damage.
It's a good thing that he stunned.
You know who that wouldn't hit?
It come.
Who, John? Who?
Who? Next is the other corrupt guard's turn. This is the one that is frightened one still. So he's going to try to swing on Luca.
Right.
Try to take care of him. Let's see. There's no dazzle here, so it's just a straight swing. 39 to hit. Okay. 27 points of bludgeoning damage on him.
Gouge through.
Yep. I'm trying to see. Do they lose the stun condition, or do they only lose one?
They do.
I believe they lose both of them. I think. Okay. Good. I like that.
But no reactions.
Stun, not as bad. But no reactions. Yes. Okay. Because they didn't gain the reaction back
That's
on their
correct.
Turn, right? I think. Okay. Sandor.
Oh my god! This door's fucking with me so bad. I'm trying so hard to justify a kind of cold angle here, but I just don't think I have one.
You have to go through me. I think you'd tell me.
I think you'd not be crazy.
This would be a cone of cold, John. You can get in the cell below Tim, and from that corner you can cast a cone that would hit both guards and the alchemist without hitting Luca or Garn.
I don't see how that line works, because I can't even see into the room.
You can, from there, you can see into the room. You can see from the corner.
Yeah, yeah. If it, you can see around the corner. Like if you're at a corner, absolutely you can see around.
Come cold at them. That's incredible how perfect that is.
All right.
Yep.
Now I do want to look at the stun thing because they're not stunned anymore.
They're not stunned anymore.
Yeah, but they gain the condition.
You gain the reaction at the beginning of your turn. So when you're stunned, so they don't get it. Gain.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess you get a free cone of cold then because there's no attack of opportunity coming at you.
Dang it!
All right, so this is going to be Corrupt Guard.
That force wall is going to take a lot of damage.
Reflex save. First guy, 25 for the first guy. Okay. And then this next guy, he's no longer frightened, but 35.
Oh, that's a success.
So, success, okay. And then the last one, girl.
Oh my god. 20.
She must be directly behind the dwarf, and it just kind of, like, goes around her.
Up casting this, by the way, so that is 12d6.
Wow.
Whoa. I want these dwarves to fucking die.
Right, so,
yeah, for real.
No, makes sense.
Yeah. So the first guy is taking full damage. Second guy is taking half, and then she took nothing. So
okay, 41 is full, half is 20.
Okay. Let's see, oh god, this guy's the guy in the middle is so low.
Are you talking to this guy?
I'm not decking you. In any case,
right, I'm going to need somebody to start bringing these guys up because I do not want to be where I am right now.
Oh, makes sense.
Okay. Alright. Ambrose, yeah, you heard his request.
Request there. But you said the guy in the middle was this guy, or this guy that's low.
Sorry, the guy in the middle of the three of them is very, very low. The guy that attacked Luca, yeah.
Opportunity is a knocking. It's the
That. No, I will open the window and jump out. I do have options. One thing he is going to do. The spells, like, I have, I'm just kind of like, do I want to use it? Because, I mean, I might as well try, but it kind of ruins my action economy for a second. Mm. Especially with this chick here, because she is kind of being terrible.
Yeah.
So I feel like I need to try something here. So, Dondu, act together. And then, before he starts speaking in Necrol. And so he brings up his trusty war wraith. Let me bring up stats here. Yeah, he is summoning.
Okay.
So he is taking his three actions. And you just hear, like, Necrol, like, going off behind you, and then... Commander Gretel, time to come back! And then that war wraith is going to come back out.
Yay.
Right here.
Oh, good. What a position.
Okay,
friendly neighborhood.
Right behind the dwarf that is...
War wraith!
Yep.
He'll
watch your kids for you.
He'll teach them how to be commanding evil officers. Let's see. He does have, unfortunately... Actually, hold on. Let me see if I should move him. I'll move him here. He'll be right here instead. Sorry. Because I forgot he had an aura.
Little shift.
Right.
That's 10 feet aura.
Oh, yes.
So all creatures have to immediately roll a fortitude save.
Gotcha. Okay, so first, so I'm going left to right here. So the guy in the doorway gets a 41. Okay. Next guy that is just about dead gets a 41. Yep. And the alchemist gets a 35.
It's just, I passed with a fucking natural 20, unfortunately. That was unneeded. Unfucking
boo.
I hate it every time. All right, so whatever. He's still there, so they are fine, immune for 24 hours. So, like, everyone that passes is immune. Okay. But he will do an attack. So he'll do something called Grip of Fear on this guy right here. Take two actions and make will save. Like, he is going to try to reach through the armor and just grab for them.
Yes.
29?
Actually, hold on. That might pass. Yeah, so that's a pass because it's not using mine, it's using the War Wraith's wills. Which you passed barely. Okay. Even with the negatives?
Ah. He's got no more negatives right now. He's not.
No,
he's
his will save should anymore, be still down by two because of the bon mo.
Yes.
Oh, because of
the Jake the bon mo.
So we have what was my total?
Yeah,
29 and so that 27. Would be
yeah, basic will save DC 28.
Look at that. All right.
Wow.
So Tommy takes 9d6 mental damage.
Oh my god, okay.
That's a lot.
Yeah, 96 holding.
That's a ton.
96 damage. I just do 96 damage to you. So, roll dice, roll on my digital roller. 29 points of damage.
He's still dead. So please describe your kill.
Yeah, this thing just reaches through his armor, and he sees it. It's a chill, almost like a chill touch. This ghost is going right through you, and then it just kind of squeezes his heart. And instead of doing what normal, it did the intended thing. It crushed his heart inside, and he succumbed to ultimate fear because it is mental damage. So it's not like my heart is being physically crushed, but like. Imagine it's like the heart speeding up, and then just gives out.
I like to think in his last moments, he was like, damn, that was so chill.
I feel cold.
I cast cardiac arrest.
That's pretty much what he did.
It's we've all watched Death Note.
So that's one action. That's two actions, so that one's dead. Luca is...
Okay, yeah.
God. You killed his only target.
Yeah, unfortunately, I want to take someone out, and I have a feeling that this woman would just save immediately. So, I didn't want to even try.
Taking these dwarves out is very important.
Huge.
I don't want to die.
He doesn't have a reaction right now, right?
Correct.
No.
No, they do not, because they were stunned.
So he's
going to
flanking.
Time, so.
With Garn.
Okay. Getting flanked by Garn, yeah. Okay.
That be it.
And speaking of Garn,
take
your
full
turn.
Opportunity of this wonderful gift I've been given of flanking, and I'm going to use my Horn of Plenty, my transcendent ability, to feed the masses. So I get to drink the horn, and I get to transfer the effects of the potion to an ally, okay? So I get to roll the dice first, and then I get to divvy up the life force as such. However, in addition to that, because I am sparking transcendence, I look quite radiant. And Kezzer's just so taken by the way that I'm drinking this horn.
You would be so beautiful if my eyes weren't melting. But I can feel your radiance. Again,
so you're gonna...
only barely through the melting face.
Don't worry, it's mental and emotional. So you get 28 hit points just right off the bat. And then I'm going to figure out how much I want to give you from the elixir. I think I'll just text you however much I give you. It's not going to be much because I'm pretty low on HP. But that was my first action.
Honestly, the 28 was good enough for me.
All right, well then take 29. take 29. I'll just have the rest of the HP from the potion.
That's fine.
And so it transfers into my Titan's Breaker. Unfortunately, I cannot transcend again because you can only do it once per turn. But I shall raise my shield to give myself AC boost with my last action. I will strike out with... there's my Black Oak Workshop die. Because, you know, I've rolled the dice of winners. And I honestly, with a 42 while flanking, that's a pretty juicy hit.
Oh, wow.
That is because he is...
Let's go.
Oh my gosh, Black Oak Workshop, you have never let me down, ever.
It's a good bonk.
All right. Double damage bonkaroo. Oh, wait, hold on a second. And there's all this special stuff that happens because of my runes. Dang, okay.
All of right, so yeah, you got so many runes on that dang thing.
So I got the, oh my gosh, impactful. I can push the target away. I'm not going to do that. For holy, let's see.
Oh, it's a little d6 damage, I think, on top. Or, I don't know the crit effect of that thing if it has one.
Unholy. Oh, no. So holy only, it really only, really it's so situational. If I'm fighting, like, the unholy, I can restore hit points on a critical strike. But, you know, I'm not fighting the unholy. I'm just, you could argue maybe they're a little desecrated, but not like in the technical sense.
being an evil jerk doesn't mean you're unholy. It means you're evil jerk.
So that is going to be 50 points of damage. I just bash him with some bludgeoning and some force and some spirit. 50. That's a
50. Chunk. Okay. Ouch. He is, quote me on this, in the single digits.
Awesome. And that'll be my turn, and then I'm going to figure out my HP I got later.
Okay. It comes to her turn. The alchemist is in a very, very bad spot because... She was relying on those two dwarves to stay alive, but they failed her.
You idiots! Pull yourselves together!
And then she just sees like one just get like collapsed to a heart attack. She's like,
"What? What is happening?"
So she is going to move into the room that she came out of.
The squares that she was in was difficult to move.
And she's. That's fine, because that was 15 feet to do that, and then she's got 20, 25, so she's fine. So she just makes it there, actually. And then she is going to throw a bomb. She doesn't want to throw it at Luca, because then the splash damage will kill
the last
remaining guard.
She's like, I know this damage will kill him.
Yeah. She sees him, like, swag, you know, the stumbling around, shambling. She's like, ah, God, weakling. So she will instead throw it at the wraith and just try to hit.
You'll hit the wraith.
So she's going to do... Let's do, you know, that frost worked really well. So she's going to do a little frost vial. Let's see... 39 to hit it.
Okay. The AC is only 27.
He's got so many extra stuff. The AC is not the key here. So it is going to be... Oh gosh. Okay. So he's going to... It says 10-foot penalty to its speed. I don't even know if that's going to affect the race. But... alright, so... Goodness gracious. There's 39 cold, and then 11 splash.
Okay, so I'm just looking at this. Sorry, resistances, all damage 10, except force, ghost, touch, spirit, or vitality. So I guess that'd be take 10 off of that.
Yes, because she doesn't have a force bomb.
So what was that damage?
39 cold. directly, yeah, directly to him, and then 11 Ooh, splash.
He's still in triple digits.
Whoa, that's a okay. heavy honker.
He's a level 9 monster, man.
Heavy honker. And then she will throw a second bomb, but this is going to be a alchemist fire instead. Going for him again.
That'd be a grip.
38. Okay. So there's going to be 37 points of damage, 6 persistent fire.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep. And then 11 splash fire damage.
Oh, let me give myself back 5.
Little fire. Yep. Oh, yeah, because you got that resist fire, yeah. All right. And that is her turn. It comes to Kezra.
I got 2 calculators up, okay?
I was going to say, yeah, just 2 calculators for all your summons.
All right. I'm just going to finish off this guy. This dude, he looks like he's wavering. All right. Lightning crackles in both Kezra's hands.
Yep.
And he hits him with an electric arc. Roll a reflex save. Actually, no. No. I want to roll. I'm going to do Ray of Frost instead. Same damage.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Now I have Black Oak Workshop.
Yeah.
It's because you know Jake would roll natural 20.
I failed!
Usually.
Does a 27 against reflex DC hit?
Nope. Oh, wait. Against his reflex DC? No. Nope.
Cool, I don't know if I can do anything to help lower my DC on my acid face. So I guess I'll...
There's blankets.
I mean...
Sheets.
I was going to say, there are... I mean, there's blankets on the other side of the room.
There's garnish bags.
All right, here. I am going to use my last action... Oh, shit. Selector. My last action is to move over to the bed and drop prone. And smash my face into the blanket.
Oh, just
woo!
You know what? I'll give it to you. It's funny.
3.
Lower the DC.
Yes, thank God. This is no time to sleep.
Burned. You just fucking burned.
I'm very badly burned.
All right, give me my fucking damage.
Laugh the
boys. This is 36. 10. Not bad. Okay. Top of the round, this is the corrupt guard.
He's still alive.
He's still alive. I mean, this is certainly his last round. I think. Oh man, he's been dazzled this whole damn time. I think what he's gonna do.
Like, I can't see.
I can't fucking say anything. He's been hitting Garm with this. He's not stunned anymore, so he's feeling better about that. I think what he's going to do is I think he's going to turn around to try and he's going to try to hit Luca.
Yeah, you have a chance.
Okay. This is going to be flat check first. 13. Did it. Maul attack. 33.
Exactly.
Ugh.
Exactly. 21 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ow.
And then he's going to turn and swing on Garn once. So I need to do the will save. 37. So he's fine with that. Flat check. 13. So fine.
Wait,
there too.
Sorry, did you do the will save on
and
Garn?
Then I did, yeah. It was 37 for the will save, yeah. Missed with a 26, so pretty awful. And then he's going to try to move to get in front of her.
Yeah, as he moves, I'm going to entering for opportunity.
Yeah. Yes. So, Luca will get his first.
Loki is astonishing swinging me there.
Thanking your lucky stars.
Yes.
All right, so... Like, as he tries to move, let's see what happens. 34 to hit.
Yep, that's a hit.
And that would be 24 points of damage. Yeah, so as soon as he just tries to get out of function, Luca just just lops his head off.
Ooh, yeah, he has three left.
God damn.
Three.
Have we even damaged this alchemist yet?
No.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you have. Yeah. She took
hits from Luca. Something. That's right.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay. So he is now dead, so I can ignore them for the rest of this episode, hopefully. After that, it comes to Sandor.
I can see her, so that means I can throw my boomerang at her.
Yep.
Boomerang. Ignores all cover as long as she doesn't have full cover.
Amazing.
Yep.
Just let me look this up real quick so I don't fudge any of this. Yes, okay.
You know, it actually makes sense that Sandor knows this spell because he is literally from the land Down Under.
I think we made that joke already, but I'll
Down Under. It. Exactly. There's still water in that well.
There's some life in that horse.
Um, 36. Okay.
That's it.
So much.
I know. It's even just a regular hit is like, oh, it's a lot of damage.
7d10.
It's a lot of damage coming out.
Yep.
7d10.
Just goodness. Chucking a giant stick, man. It's
That is, by the way, 7 to 70 points of damage possibility.
So take 49 points of damage.
Oh my wow, God. That was great rolling.
That was actually incredible rolling.
Wow.
It's one of those things where like you know it just makes a solid like a very
solid ebony boomerang
when it like hits. What? Okay. Is that you got one more action? You're gonna do anything with it?
I don't want to be. I'm gonna move here so I try to avoid any splash bullshit.
Okay.
Speaking of which, shouldn't I have taken a
Right, Ambrose. I think Kezra, when she hit Kezra or one of them. Okay. It's only 11, so we'll see if it matters.
So Ambrose is going to concentrate to keep the summon onto the field. He is going to have the commander move up with... what was it? You said that he's... I need to look at his movement speed for a second.
It says it's a minus 10.
Foot speed.
So
60
he's
fly speed.
All right.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah, I don't think it matters. And then you even ignore the difficult terrain because of being looking for it. So whatever.
So he's gonna move up to here. Can he get into the room past her? Just curious. I mean, like, he is incorporeal, so I assume he just...
I mean, yeah.
He's a good guy.
I was
going
to say, if he's incorporeal, the rules are clear.
So he's going to move in past her. With one move action. Is there anything in the room that I see, or is it just...
Three stone tables along the south wall of this laboratory space are covered by alchemical gear. While to the north, a noxious brew bubbles in a cauldron set into a large stone pot.
Dive into it.
It's soup. Cream
soup. Let the incorporeal creature drink it.
No, my soup. My award-winning soup.
Just trying to think of what I can do because I have a feeling I'm not. Well, actually, I might. Let's try to hit him. Let's try to hit. Strike. Probably won't, but worth a shot. God, my phone is so old. Right. 28.
That is a miss.
Yeah, I mean, that was garbage in general, but,
yep.
So, what's going to happen is, with that one action, he is going to take two actions in order to cast a spell on himself, one action, lifelink surge. And so, that will get fast healing. to get going, so I'm not going to cover 14 points.
Yep. Right now. I'm always imagining the
oh yeah,
the
yeah
shield
yeah
and Halo or Destiny, but it's just like
And I'm like really tempted to also just use battle medicine on myself right now too.
Just to remove all the horrible acid
that's,
and fire.
That's
and
one thing. That's you knock my HP down quite a bit, actually, because of the damn dwarf and all the other shit. Like, it's added up quite a bit. I'm under three digits right now. So he's going to do a... Battle Master. So...
Okay. Good. See how you roll, and then you can apply the
game yourself. I would say Tim has to keep reminding me how to do this properly. I do medicine check. I'm doing it at expert level because that is the highest I can. So that means I have to beat a 20, I believe.
Yeah, and I think I'm kind of guessing you mostly have your hands free, so you probably already have your tools out, right?
Yeah, I got healer's gloves on and shit like that. Right, so.
Yep, so yeah, go ahead and, make that. You're doing the expert one, so I think it's just DC 15.
Oh my god, okay. Yeah. That's almost like my
medicine. No, my bad. Expert's DC 20.
Oof. Oh, okay.
It is, yeah. That's what I thought. I was like, 15 feels a little...
Anyone can be an expert. Anyone can be a medicine person in this world. Right. Like, you don't need to know chemistry.
That's true.
So, that actually was good. 14 on die, so that's a 34 for medicine.
Whoa, that's a crit. So, 4d8
so
plus
48. 10.
48 plus 10. Beautiful. Because I desperately need that. I really do.
Need HP.
48. Okay. Actually not bad. 18. So 28. I'll get back.
Excellent.
So he is just like Kezra can just... Actually, like, everyone's just like seeing him just like patching up burns and stuff that are appearing on him. And at this point... she shouldn't have any close range.
No, she did not seem to have any close range stuff. She was taking a bomb with one hand, taking a bomb with
one action. So actually what Luca is going to do is that he's going to move behind the door, like off to the side. Outline sight, because otherwise she's just gonna pelt the shit out of him.
Yeah, so okay. I will, as we go into Garn's turn, I'm going to move the two dwarf bodies to the south so that way we can see what's happening. Yeah. So take your turn. There's a whole lot of nothing in between you and her.
I don't have any penalties to my movement speed, so I'm going to move on up. Oh, come on, Foundry. There we go. Move on up with one action. And I'm now flanking. And with my... Let's see, is that a one action or a two action ability? Let me check. That is a two action ability. So I'm going to forego the shield raise, and I'm going to do a two action ability that I don't know if I've ever done this, or maybe I've only done it once. But there is a look in Garn's eye, instead of the normal, you know, glowiness of the... You know, the white, softer, the yellowish glow of the exemplar. It kind of tinges a little red on his... actually, hold on, my weapon changed. I don't think I can do this. Okay, this is very strange. Huh.
What
does it say? Well, here's the thing. It doesn't say it has to be a slashing weapon. It just says imbued into a weapon icon. All right.
There you go.
Okay, well, there we go. Well, someone yell at me later if I get this wrong. so I'm going to attempt a strike as this weapon is filled with an angry reddish glow. Ooh. And I get a 45 to hit.
Because she is flanked.
Man,
so we're dropping
bombs today.
And I strike her above her eyes on her brow, and I hit in such a way that I make a cut, and the blood leaks into her eye, and you need to make a fortitude save, or you'll become blind! Yeah, it's
33?
Ah, well.
Okay. Well, you see in her picture, she's got little goggles, and the goggles have little windshield wipers on them.
Well, still crit, so that's pretty cool. Is she some unholy fiend by chance?
She is. Get this.
Dang.
I should have just done freaking Titan's Breaker on her.
So it's 46 points of damage. Damn. And right. Luca, I think, is really the only one that can see me, I believe. So yep. Luca is enthralled by my battle prowess.
Don't you dare.
And...
Look away!
Don't try it.
And restored his 28 hit points.
Oh my god. He's a healing boy. Alright.
I know you are some sort of summon of Ambrose's, and I don't know if you can understand the language that I speak, but we should spar sometime. And he gives a wink.
Stabbed you.
And that's my turn.
Okay. Alright. It comes to her turn. She is gonna.
Oh, hold on. She needs to make a will save. My bad. Because she's so scared of me. Yep.
Oh, right.
Yep, she's fine.
34.
Don't you get an attack?
Alright. You will get an attack of opportunity, your reactive strike. Because she is going up against the wall. It's only 20 feet, but she's trying to make sure y'all can flank her, so.
Oh, no. I didn't roll very well.
I know what.
It's only got 30.
So, I hate to do this to you, Tim, but you're also going to have to roll a fortitude save.
Oh, right. Just see if I'm so scared.
Oh, for the rage.
Yeah, the living creature, it's a living creature. It's actually just living creatures that entered the aura in general.
Nice. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, nat 20.
So,
I'm like, hello again, it's good to see you.
just scream.
I stare into the abyss every day.
It's called my mind.
So she's going to be throwing a alchemist. She's going to be throwing an acid flask.
Yeah, acid flask.
Agarn, yeah. I'm going to do DC 5. Because you are blurred.
Come 5. On.
God damn it!
And it's going to be a 44 to hit you.
Because I tried to blind you, and I failed.
Yep. So it's going to be So it's going to be 13. Oh, sorry. What was this? All right. It's going to be 13 points of initial damage. And then when we get to you, it's going to be the 3d6 times 2. But then it says everybody within 10 feet gets the 11. So that's going to be, it's going to be the Wraith and Luca, and that's it. Because
one damage for the Wraith.
So one tiny little bit of damage there. And then her second is going to be a Alchemist Fire. So with the map. See if we pass the flat check. 12, got it. And then the map against you, Garn.
Yep.
36. So that is going to be 25 fire damage.
So 3 persistent fire damage and no persistent.
Yes. Yep. Because of the, So, and then 11 fire splash.
Now, do I take the splash as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought. So I need to take 11 from the acid, and then I'll take 6 from the
other one. Okay. All right. All right.
Correct. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So yeah, every instance you get your it's got mileage. It really does. All right, so that was her turn. So she's up against the wall. She's just chucking bombs.
Garn, he's looking pretty messed up. He was already a little messed up, but he's looking particularly messed up. So she probably is looking a little confident.
See Garn all blasted.
Let's go. Let's go to our resident hamper, Ezra.
he continues to smash his face into the bed, but he looks up. He barely looks up at Ambrose. Like, go kill that bitch, and he casts haste on you, so you'll have an extra action.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
All right, and then I will. Is haste the full round? Is that two actions? Okay. All right. So if you are using your last action to use the blanket again, I will give you the
improved DC. Damage first.
Oh, yep. 3d6. 9.
Okay.
It's going down. It was 10 last time.
On the dice.
Oh.
There it is.
There it is. Wait, what'd you have to beat? A 10, because I was using the blanket to wipe the acid off my face.
Oh, nice.
You really are legendarily bad at hitting those.
I know.
Yeah, that's rough.
I use meta knowledge to focus Kesra with this. Okay, so
okay, Sandra, I'm not entirely sure what I can do here because I've got to run into the room.
Yeah, it was a little bit difficult terrain, but it's not bad.
No, that was only for one turn.
Frost. Oh, it's only for one turn. Okay, I will remove that then, so that way we're not confused.
You also remove that cone of cold. Oh, thank you. Okay.
That's what I was removing.
Okay.
So
I'm going. Do I want to do this?
All right. So you moved into the room behind Garn. So you got a pretty good, like, you can see her all the way at the end of all the right. back wall. Of the
I room. Am going so to. There's some take distance. A shot but... here. Upcast the 7th level. The boomerang is coming out again.
Oh.
Come on. Thank God there's 15 on the die. So 36.
Okay.
Thank God.
Yes.
That's
yes.
It?
And upcast to 7th, that's 9d10.
My God.
51 points of damage.
No way.
3, 1, 10, 8, 10, 6, 4, 3, 6.
Wow.
That's great.
This spell is dog shit when there's a lot of things, but when there's just one person you gotta hit, it's pretty fucking good.
I thought it was good with a lot of things, because I thought it bounces,
no,
right?
No, it does not or bounce. No. That's my wand of Chromatic Ray.
Right. Yeah. So she had one lump on the side of her head. Now she
just
has,
die, bitch.
Girl, just like Looney Tunes style. And Ambrose, you're
speedy.
Feeling fast.
So he is gonna keep the War Wraith up because I mean it's good just to have an extra body in the room. But he's gonna use just his one action there. Luca is going to then take one action. To run into the room. Yep. And then the War Wraith is going to go on the other side of her.
There is a bit of a half wall there. To the left.
Oh, I thought the shadow just wasn't working.
It's like a bad. No, it's a like curved wall there. Oh,
we're gonna get that goddamn
wall.
Suit.
Maybe the War Wraith can be here. Just like...
I think the War Wraith can't end his turn there, if I remember correctly, with like Incaporu. It's like he can be there, but he can't end his turn there.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So Luca's gotta be in the corner. Warith is going to move right here. Okay. Namely, just for surrounding purposes. And so...
Yep.
Luca is going to strike out. Spectral Blade. 38 to hit. Beautiful.
To hit.
23 points of damage. That was okay. His third action, just because it was two actions to even get to that point. And the Warwraith is going to attack as well. He's just going to reach out a hand. Just try a smacker. Right. Not going to hit, though. Let me get my calculations out.
Big numbers.
Let's see, wait. Sorry, the calculation. See, I have like an ability to do that, but like it adds the calculation automatically to it, so it just rolls it. I was just like, oh, I rolled it. I was like, oh, wait, that's a fucking 18 on the die. Because like it confused a little shit out of me. I was like, wait, I thought I did that different. Okay. But no, rolled 18 on the die, so that's a plus 21, so that should be a 39 to hit. Beautiful.
That's a hit then.
That.
Nice.
What is that just called? Wraith Touch. Just
touch. Great band name.
Wraith Touch.
Yeah, it just touches her. Just touch.
Touch by Wraith.
Don't touch.
Touch. Touch by Wraith.
Her touch by an angel. Touch by an angel.
I remember my mom was a big fan of Touch My Ninja.
Stop rolling dice. Oh my god. No, it literally is one of those things where if I rotate the phone, it will cause the dice to freak the fuck out. but my phone's like kind of messed up, so it's like, it's level. But it's like, no, it's not. It's still at an incline. And I'm like, oh, I'm just watching this D12 just roll. By the way, D12s. 2D12 plus 6, so that would be actually low roll. 13 points of damage, sure. Void damage.
13, okay. Void. Yep, she's just human, so nothing. No, nothing about the void does anything more.
He had to use an action to keep the Wraith up. That's right. He's hasted. Didn't we decide something that it was like hasted
No, you just actively. You just get an extra action you can divvy out after your act together.
Oh yeah, perfect.
I
think he is.
Yep.
Yeah, he's going to go into rooms because he wants to see her as well.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. All right, everybody except Kezra's got eyes on her.
All right.
Comes to Garn.
Garn is looking pretty worse for wear, so go ahead and give me that 3d6 times 2.
Yes. Rolled a 12 for 24.
Garn is not doing great.
Gotta find myself a blanket.
Instead, he's gonna use an action to pull out the marvelous medicines. Use a second action to attempt a battle medicine check. He's going to go for the higher one, the master one. That is the highest DC he can attempt. High risk, high reward. Well, whew, closer than I wanted it to be, but I still hit the DC with a 34. Oh. So that means I get 2d8 plus 30 hit points.
That's insane.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. Wow. So I get a cool 40 HP back. Ooh. Buys me some time.
Mm-hmm.
And now I only have one action left. So I really need to find out what I'm trying to do here with my last action. I don't want to stay where I am because that's primo splash zone situation. Yeah,5. Oh, this is the kind of this is okay. 10, Yep.
Oh, yeah, because you moved a little bit.
So oh, gosh, you're right. That's what's moved, going yeah. on here. Okay. All right, Fandor, yeah. we love it. It's very cute that you track movement, but now I actually need to move.
But I'm just trying to see. I'm just trying to see.
All right, so I think I can get right. Yeah. So.
Okay, so you're like in the center of the room.
Yes, and I'm 15 feet away from the wraith. So that's how I want it to be outside of the splash zone range.
Oh, just
so
in
if they
case.
Hit the wraith, then yeah,
okay,
I'm
okay.
out of range.
Yep.
So maybe she just really.
Alrighty.
Hates me. And then you know. Oh, I get that free
I mean,
flat
maybe,
check.
Maybe.
To see if maybe the acid just kind of sloughs off. Maybe it wasn't as potent as the others.
Yeah. Just.
Nope. Nope, that's a nat one. All right. It's some spicy ass. Right,
still there.
So now Garn is feeling okay. the same that Kezra did. It's like... Ah, ah,
ah. Kezra's heard that sound before.
That sound quite well.
Oh, you first too, time, huh? So, she is... not liking this scenario. So she is going to... She wants to move to... She moves away from Luca at all. It's going to attack.
Just
step. Gonna occur.
Just step everywhere.
The attack of opportunity. but steps takes actions. I like mine. I like my actions. And she also needs to stay out of her own blast radius. Garn's in here.
I literally. Oh, I didn't even see the door there.
I mean, there
is like
a door there.
It's like a checker move, like right now with her placement. It's like
yes.
between.
I do. I play a lot of chess, and that's one of those moves.
Oh,
I would be like,
you play chess? I did not know.
I did. I have like 1,000 days on Duolingo.
Duolingo has chess.
Like doing like. Yeah, it does. It's yeah, dude. My ELO is up to like 700 and something. Yeah,
sounds like it's good.
Anyway. It is. It's. I really like it. Yeah. Side note. It's really funny because like the guy that you play against is Oscar, like the mustache dude in the app. And there's times that like Hannah knows I'm losing against him because I'll be like, motherfucker, fuck you, Oscar. He'll do just something rude. Okay, so she is going to move. And she's going to move way over. Oh, man, sorry, let me forget. So she's going to move quite far.
I have reach, so it's attack
and
of opportunity.
It's gonna, I was going to say, it will be an attack of opportunity
yes.
from. She. Nope. I don't think that she knew you had reach, so she is just trying to slide to like the other
oh,
side.
Oh wait,
of the room,
no, I don't because my spark transcended into something else. Dang. Oh, just the one.
Okay. All right. So just Luca then. But
34.
So Luca, let's see what you can do.
Yep.
34 is a miss.
Wow. Wait. What?
Yep.
Damn it, Garn.
34 is a miss.
It's all your fault, Garn.
Stop your spark where it belongs. Stop sticking it in places it doesn't go.
It's just here in my head.
She is going to throw a frost vial at Luca in the back. Luca in the back. So she's going to throw a frost vial at you.
Yeah,
36 to hit you.
Oh, I forgot my fast heal.
Okay.
Oops.
Okay. So you are going to take 14 and then the 11 splash. And then he's going to take a 10-foot
I take 14 damage and then I also take splash damage on top of that?
Yep.
Okay. Interesting.
Yep. Yep. And then... So she's trying to just hit you just for the movement speed penalty. So that's why she did that to you. And then she is going to throw a alchemist fire at you, Garn. With the map.
Whoa.
A miss, 27.
It's been like a natty two or something.
So
you've been rolling rocks.
Yeah, it was a very low roll. So let's see where it landed. So starting in the top left corner, going around. A one, so it actually hits directly in between you two. So you will take,
nice.
You'll both take some splash here.
With the wraith as well.
It lands in between her and Garn. So, so just the 11 points of splash.
Six for me.
Shit. All right.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, that is the danger there of you know, throwing that at somebody 15 feet away, is that it might land in between you. So, it looks as though she is floundering, my guys. See if you can wrap it up.
Ezra stands up. And then,
they look at the room, right? Like, two rooms away.
And, yeah, I guess I'll,
he's a little far away.
Where are you? Yeah, he's going to get right there in the door. That's, and then he will cast shield.
Okay.
Okay.
Sandor,
well,
it is your turn.
We're going to see if we can't finish this. I'm going to move to there. Yes, I can absolutely do it.
Everybody's
Sandor
in the same room.
Sandor is going to do something slightly risky. He's going to finish his movement right there. And he coughs and lurches a little bit as crimson breath fires across the room. Yeah, you remember this feat, Jake. Make your reflex save.
Yep, I do.
You're breathing fire, bro.
Breathing crimson.
Yes.
Also...
Lots of fire. 47, however.
Also, sorry, John. Can you make a save?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, because of the wraith?
Yep.
So she takes no damage from that?
Assuming that's a crit.
Yeah, probably crit.
So fucking cute.
Okay. Why I hate reflex saves.
Where the fuck is my character sheet?
It just have to be a 28.
Oh yeah, I get it. Okay,
you're good. You're fine.
Okay.
Well, that was all my turn.
Okay. Ambrose.
So act together. So the wraith is going to stay because it's a nice little. Boon here. So, unfortunately, so my speed is reduced by 10, so that means it's two... Oh, wow. So, I'll have to take two actions to get to this spot.
Okay, so to be toe-to-toe with it's going to take two actions, yeah.
I guess I can't stand to the north here, because that looks like a table.
Yeah. That's where the soup is.
Don't you spill that fucking soup!
Don't steal it! I'm gonna eat it! So he's gonna move here. The wraith is going to float over on this side. I know it's not flanking, but more shit in the way. He's going to strike. You said she's floundering looking.
Yeah. She's quite low.
One question.
She hit herself with her own bomb, I mean.
Yeah, at that point, Ambrose, he is going to come into the room and command Luca to try to restrain her. Because he wants to question her big time.
Okay.
Because she is kind of important looking. So he's going to try... What's my... my skills here in athletics. Ah, yes. Master of athletics. That is a 40 athletics to grab.
Okay. That is a success.
Okay.
So you have him grabbed.
Yeah. Since he doesn't have to put down a weapon, he just kind of like these spectral arms just wrap around her. The holder.
Yeah.
And that... Yes,
hold still.
And that is all he could really do.
Okay.
Okay.
Garn, your turn.
Garn is going to take the acid damage. So I'm still burning.
A little 3d6.
Ouch.
13.
So as he screeches from the acid that is burning him, he flies into the face of the alchemist, and he is going to strike. Seeing that she's low, he's going to do it non-lethally and take the minus.
Don't kill her. Not yet.
Okay.
I'll try.
Well, she's grabbed, so...
I mean, it's not going to matter. I got a 4 on the die, so... That's a miss, but I'm going to try to strike again, given that she... Yep, given that she's so low, grabbed. But... taking so many minuses to this because I'm trying to, just non-lethal, you take a minus. Oh, but that's a nat 20.
You non-lethally.
Non-lethal nat 20.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Kel, give me that crit card for bludgeoning.
It's been forever since I drew a crit card for one of us.
Oh my gosh, I know.
What type of damage, sorry?
Bludge.
Bludge. Normal damage. You got Bone Masher. You crushed your bones. You mashed your bones. Normal damage. Either the target is clumsy 2 and takes a 10-foot status penalty to land speeds, or is clumsy 2 and can't use one of its arms. Your choice. Lasts until it's healed.
Oh, I'm smashing that bomb-throwing arm.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so you don't have to go anywhere.
All right.
You don't throw those damn bones anymore. 6, 8, 9. So 9, 14, 17 points of damage. Non-lethal.
You hit her in the hand and it crushes. And she goes, "No, my potion making hand."
Hey. Yes.
Let's go.
I'll see you guys next time.
Oh, one of these days I
got a week to think of questions.
My potion yucker.